15 miles north of Traverse City, along a particularly scenic stretch of the M22, is Sutton's Bay Township. The area is dotted with farms, cherry orchards, wineries, and the picturesque village of Sutton's Bay. Although the township is seen by many as an attractive place to live, its school enrollment numbers have been declining for years, along with its population of younger folks and working families. The Township Planning Commission has noticed the trend and is taking steps to try to reverse it. Tom Nixon is chair of the commission. He says commissioners have concluded that the main problem is a lack of affordable housing options.
We've seen it in our county, in our township for years, nothing happening. We've had conversations with lots of people and nothing's happening. And it just seemed at this point where we're going through the discussions about multiple housing that we don't have much of that in our township and decide, hey, this might be the time where we say, let's do something finally that could encourage that first step.
That something is a loosening of zoning restrictions on multifamily housing. That means it would be easier to build duplexes or apartment buildings near the village of Sutton's Bay. Earlier this month, commissioners voted unanimously to send the proposal up to the township board.
I think it's an idea whose time has come.
That's Kim Pontius, director of the Traverse Area Association of Realtors.
Knowing what I know of Sutton's Bay, there are a lot of people who would like to live there, but quite frankly can't afford to live there because the property values. I think it would be great for Sutton's Bay School, which has long struggled. Is it the best way to approach it? I don't know, but I think that at least they're doing something.
Pontius says not everyone is as welcoming to multifamily rental housing as the Sutton's Bay Township Planning Commission. In Traverse City last year, the city commission made a move to allow for residents to build granny flats above their garages, but the rule was only approved for one neighborhood, and it proved to be a contentious issue among the neighbors. Pontius says some neighborhoods adopt a not-in-my-backyard attitude when multifamily housing is proposed in their area, and as a homeowner, he understands that to a certain degree.
But the bottom line is, I think that when you live in an urban environment, which Traverse City is becoming more urban, you have to understand that there's going to be mixed development and mixed use. And I think that that mix, that diversity, is good for the community. It keeps the community strong. It keeps kids in our schools.
No matter what government does to spur development of affordable, higher density housing, it might not matter much if the numbers don't pencil out for builders.
It's quite simple. It's the market.
Ted Lockwood is a local builder who's working on a high density project near Munson Medical Center in Traverse City. But the 18 units he's building will be higher-end condos and not rentals, and most of them have already sold even though they're still under construction. That's just how hot the market is right now, says Lockwood.
There's a lot of projects on the books, a lot of new projects that are starting up all over the place, both commercially and residentially. But I haven't heard of a whole lot of apartments.
Lockwood says it's a lot easier to get banks to finance a high-end condo project than it is to sell them on a rental duplex or an apartment building.
Go and get that finance. Say you want to build six of them, so you need $6 million. Harder than Hades to get financed.
Kim Pontius says affordable rentals are key to the long-term health of the Grand Traverse area. Without them, it'll be impossible to continue to attract young families, workers, and retirees. In Sutton's Bay Township, Tom Nixon says his community is already full of older folks and retirees, most of whom, he says, want to preserve the vitality of the area.
Which only comes with young families and younger folks who bring that excitement into the quality of life that a community really needs. And we can't do that if we don't have more affordable type facilities for those kinds of family units to be housed in.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.